having fun. I like to laugh. I like to meet people who can make me laugh.
Jeepers creepers!
Yes, I like.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from Glendale, California. It is Office Hours Live with your host Tim Heidecker. That's me. It's July 7th, 2022. And it is 10 a.m. here on the West Coast. We have so much great show in store for you ahead of you. We're going to get into it. We're going to get your Zooms and hotline calls throughout the show. I'm joined, of course, as always, almost always, oftentimes, somebody's sick, somebody can't come in, somebody's in Spain, who knows why they don't come in. But for today, on this day of days, July 7th, the dog days of summer, we have with us DJ Doug Pound. I've asked Doug officially to remove the Michael Jackson visor. He has refused. And this is not a dictatorship. I have only so much, there's only so much I could do, but let me go on the record and think that and just suggest and get on the record and say I find Michael Jackson's behavior before he passed
to be
deplorable.
Allegedly.
I don't take it lightly. Okay, guys. Speaking of, we have Vic Berger the Fourth as well.
Lord, this is very disrespectful.
Hello.
He's also chosen.
I forgot what it was.
He's also chosen to align with the Axis of Evil, the original Axis of Evil, Deutschland, Japan, and Italy.
I like the pierogies.
Germans are not known for their pierogies. That's Polish.
Dummy. Things differ.
Yeah, dumb bunny. Remember they? You know, dumb bunny.
Yeah, dumb bunny.
That's a Pennsylvania Dutch thing. Uh-huh. Yeah, dumb bunny.
And pumpkin. The car guy, AB Car Sales, Pumpkin. Remember,
yeah, I do. He was huge.
Yeah,
he looked like a giant pumpkin.
Massive. Yeah. And Elmer was his buddy, I think it was.
Yeah.
Homer.
And they did commercials for furniture stores as well.
Right.
They started just freelancing. He said, I remember those guys from the AB Car Sales. Yeah. Like, wait a minute, now they're doing furniture commercials too.
Moving up.
This is local Pennsylvania stuff here, folks.
Wake the fuck up!
Listen, I also want to thank and acknowledge and show respect towards Captain Carlin, who's joining us as always.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for keeping us on schedule and on track. And we've got a really, really special guest in the studio. It would be odd to say he would be doing stand-up because literally he's lying down. And of course I'm talking about John, not late, always early.
Hi, guys.
Matt is the captain.
So late.
I know.
Right on John's
so late.
I'm blushing from the R. Kelly.
Okay.
We also don't endorse.
No, you don't have any R. Kelly apparel on, do you?
No, I hurt. But my body, my body's telling me yeah.
Why is my record so prominently displayed by you? Well, that's just
that wasn't on purpose.
No, get that out of there.
Are you kidding me?
By the way, let me just quote a tweet from you. I don't have it in front of me.
Oh my God, Tim, don't. I knew I was going
to. You know what? This is what he said. And you're on the record. I said, I can't wait to listen. So here's the question. Have you listened? Have you given it a listen,
Tim,
John?
No!
Well, then it sounds like you can wait.
I don't listen to music generally.
Yeah. I clean in silence.
Yeah. Oh, my God. How disrespectful.
Tim,
you can't give
I'm
it
really
a listen.
Sorry. Listen, I knew that promotionally,
you and I
both had projects that came out on the day of Roe v. Wade being overturned.
I know.
So I knew you could use that bump even, but I knew I had to be honest, too. I wasn't going to go, you guys, oh, my.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I'm going to make you listen. I'm going to sit you down, because sometimes that's what it takes.
I want to get blazed and listen.
Do that.
No, with you.
Unbelievable.
I got the edibles. I got the gummies. I got the vape pens.
Okay, cool.
So John's here. Of course, he wanted to get that plug in that his show, Would It Kill You to Laugh?
I didn't even mean to.
You did.
Okay.
You did mean to, because that's why you're here. You're not here out of camaraderie,
Let's
friendship, the spirit of laughter and humor that we both... I used to think you cared about, and now I don't know.
Yeah, totally, fair.
I am in such a good position for laughter, I have to say.
Well, let us talk about your position.
Yeah, let's acknowledge for the fans.
Because we care about you, and I think the audience out here is excited to see you on the show.
I hope so. They're probably going, who?
No.
They are.
Tim, people are wanting to know if your COVID's gone, because you are unmasked.
I am. Tested negative yesterday.
Nice.
Clear. Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back?
And according to guidelines established by the CDC, that I have, we have a 5-day period of isolation, which I happily agreed to.
More than.
I did more than, yeah. Yeah. 7 days.
Yes.
Technically. So I am... healthy, happy, clear. You just recently had a spout of it.
I did, my first time, yeah.
A spout of it. You had a little drizzle of it.
I had the whole site, man.
And
at the end of the day, I'm not going to stop.
I'll give you some...
Shut the fuck up.
Huh?
I'm great.
Shut the fuck up. No, listen. Let me just get a little inside baseball here with you. We... drinking coffee like this. Yeah. It's hard to get together these days, folks. It's
hard to
make plans. We're always traveling. We're always busy. Oftentimes, we simply just don't want to. But we had, I would say, a couple months ago, had plans.
And
Claudia and Gordon, yes, your partner, came over. And
you can say boyfriend.
It's diminished.
I honestly prefer.
Not a partner.
Yeah.
Boyfriend. Lover.
Lover.
Boy toy. underage, by the way. This kid, 13 he is. I brought him over to my house. I said, John, what are you doing?
Oh my God.
I love you too, my queen above 18.
No, he's full adult. How old is he compared to you?
He's a year younger.
That is, you're only 18.
But that gap can be hard.
Yeah, because you guys have different.
It's crazy.
Experiences in high school and everything.
Totally, Vietnam and yeah.
We had a wonderful dinner at my house. You were there, Gordon, Claudia, my
Ramsey?
Wife. Gordon Ramsay.
That would have been great.
Your boyfriend is Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, Gordon Ramsay.
Hello, food fans.
How do you do it so fast? Was that pre-programmed?
Oh, this whole thing is pre-taped.
It's all scripted.
It's all pre-taped. Anyways, you came over. I made my cousin Kalu's famous eggplant parmesan, which you can find in her book, Kalu Cooks.
Listen, you chip idiot.
All right, chill.
That was Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, okay.
Just wanted to know.
Had a great dinner, and you, of course...
It was divine. Tim's eggplant parm is divine, you guys.
And you brought over a Basque cheesecake.
Yeah,
delicious cheesecake. No, you brought it over. Yeah. And you wanted to repay the favor? Repay the favor?
Yeah.
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 Return the favor?
Yeah.
Invited me over. You were very excited about it. Les was a couple weeks ago. The news comes in, and I'm waiting for these plans to fall apart. You know I'm ready for it.
Yeah,
I'm
bracing
for
I could tell.
The plans to go south. Because it's easy to make plans, and it also is easy to break plans.
Yeah,
So anyways.
Were you so excited about just the unambiguous positive test?
Me?
Yeah.
Excited?
Yeah, just the joy of cancellation, though. I mean,
if it caused a lot of ripples and... problems with this tour I'm doing, you know.
Oh, sorry.
But not terrible. We had to cancel first two shows out of safety.
Oh, no. Where were they?
Abundance of...
Oh, just L.A.
Just L.A. This is the second biggest city in America.
Oh, who cares?
Queens.
You do this funny thing, and you are such a big personality.
Oh!
But let me just...
You can just say gay, okay?
But let me just finish my thought. Let me just finish. I'll get to this real quick. Oh. We had dinner plans at your place. You write me, you and Claudia, who apparently is the other partner in your life.
I mean, yeah, recently
we spent a lot of time.
Yeah.
You guys come down with it both.
Oh, right. I forgot.
And then
the
canceled
first
the dinner plans. We reschedule for a week later.
Yeah.
Then I get it.
Yeah.
And we have to cancel again. So we're never having dinner.
It's not going to happen.
But you have a funny, your personality shines all the way through to even your text messages, where I say like, oh, I'm worried, too bad. And Claudia was very nice. She said, I'm sorry you have to cancel these shows. You go, oh, honey, no one's coming to your shows. That, how do you like do that line? Like if I say, oh, I had to cancel these first couple of shows.
Oh, honey, no one's coming to your shows. Yeah. No, I think that's actually more deadpan. I think I would, in my heart of hearts, do a little like, oh, honey.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like it's so sweet that you think people care. But,
oh, my God. Yeah. No one's coming to your show. Yeah. It's more of that. Yeah. It's a shock.
That's it.
Yeah.
See, everybody has their thing.
And you're almost there. You're going to figure it out, Tim.
Yeah. See?
Doug, just a few more years.
You're just shocked into servitude at the moment. So much going on.
Now hold on. Can we acknowledge why I'm laying down?
Oh,
or
God.
No?
Did we just skip over that?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
You're
back
waiting
surgery.
For me to give it to you?
No. Okay. Kinda. I had back surgery, and I'm fine. But it really helps to just lay down. And ladies, let me tell you a hint. Okay. This is so real. If you have back pain, if you put your feet up in a 90 degree position like this, I don't know if the folks at home can see actually, but I have my feet up.
Yeah.
My legs are in a chair.
You want to get a better shot of this?
That's more of a 20. That's more of a 40 degree.
Oh, you got.
There you go.
With all due respect.
And are you just posting that as Instagram?
No, I'm gonna
yeah, right.
We're gonna throw it up on the screen.
But all I'm saying is 90 degrees like this, it puts your spine in a completely neutral state, so there's no compression gang. And that's what I have to do right now. That's just what I have to do.
But is there a way for you to heal? How are you healing? What are you doing to restore your... Because you can't just live like this.
Well, or can I?
Who are you, Brian?
I had my house turned so that I just...
Tilted
it's normal now. Uh-huh. But no, I basically, like... I can't bend, lift, or twist for 3 months.
I can't bend, lift, or twist for 3 whole months.
Bend, lift, and twist for 3 whole months.
Let's do the John Early dance. We're gonna bend, lift, and twist all night long. We're gonna bend, lift, and twist.
Tim,
all
you should
night
make a
long.
Song and capitalize on that.
I know. Well,
don't, but it's more about don't. If you want to hear your back, just do what I say.
You got something left to twist, or you will turn okay.
Oh, well, no. Come
sorry.
On.
Sorry.
But that would be funny, a song that's like to tell you what not to do.
yeah. A dancing like, number.
Big X's over people that are doing it. Don't bend. Don't lift. Don't twist. Don't bend, lift, or twist, or you're gonna turn gay. Huh?
Is this house's angle? Because classically, you don't want to be on the ground.
Right.
But I think it's fine.
Well, let me ask this question over to John Galantini over there in London, England. Who, there's a big pop quiz for John Galantini, who famously recorded one of their hit songs while lying with his back on the ground. John Galantini.
I honestly don't know.
You don't know? You dumb fuck! What the fuck is the matter with you? I thought you of all people would know, you son of a bitch.
If I had to take a guess, I'd say someone like the Fleetwood Mac or someone.
No. It famously, John, and you should do your research.
Here's a major hint. It's his name, right?
Yes.
And my name, Ho.
Yeah. It is. Doug, do you want to take a
John Entwistle.
No. No, John Lennon, ladies and gentlemen. John Lennon recording Revolution, lying on his back.
Did not know that.
Probably
right, that's
all stoned on heroin.
Dude. Did you throw up the picture?
There is a picture of it up there. Bebop, baloobop.
Tom, can you pull that up?
How much the horse is in his arm right now?
The whole stable.
Do it. I can't stand, all right?
Because at the end of the song, he's going to go, right? He's doing this like, you don't know music.
I don't know.
He's fast doing version or slow version?
I think it's the slow version he's doing that for.
I got some Beatles breaths.
What's that from?
Fetal breath.
It's from like a Magical Mystery Tour. Or something.
Thank you, Bingo.
Oh, maybe it's from Day in the Life in the middle. So,
oh yes, probably.
Well, speaking of the Beatles, today at noon here in the Pacific time zone, our good pal, friend of the show, Ringo Starr,
I get on with
is
you.
Going to be sending out his peace and love message.
I'm lovable.
And we're all going to do it at noon. So peace, that's how much time is that? And love, my
friend. I'm warned.
John, did you have a question?
43 love, minutes. Peace and love.
Peace and love. I hope John got muted. Can we unmute John, please?
Oh, yeah.
And mute this John.
Yeah, please.
Galantini, we didn't hear a word.
A what?
Galantini, back it up, baby.
A what?
We got a quick mute trigger.
John, sorry.
John, can you unmute Galantini?
Yeah. Hello, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah.
I do have a question for you, Tim, but I'd like to put it to you in after hours, if I may, because I don't want to derail the funniness. I've got a serious question for you about the new album.
Yeah, we can take it. I don't care. Yeah. We don't have after hours anymore anyways.
All right. Okay. We'll do it now. All right. So, yeah, thank you. Congratulations on the new album, Tim. I heard it for the first time the other day. Listened to it about three times since.
Yeah.
Not like this one over here.
Fuck off.
I was a little bit surprised, however, by a lyrical choice you made.
Uh-oh. Hmm.
Before I say anything else, do you have any idea what I'm going to... What it might
spaz?
Be.
I did drop the F word negatively about people I don't like. Yeah. That's why I asked you to listen before you came on the show.
I know.
There's a whole song about you.
And my kind.
What? Yeah, and your kind.
I just thought it was a strange choice from you.
Go ahead. Tell me what it is. I don't know what it is. I don't.
Well,
I don't,
you had the lyric. It's something like the ninth track. It's it says, "I'm German Catholic and Irish spastic."
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, I'm sure there's some contextual wrapper around this. So can you tell me?
I was hyperactive.
Okay.
I was a spastic. Is that a derogatory
Wait,
term?
Do you not know about the Lizzo thing?
Maybe it's not such a big deal over there, but in the UK, that word is really severe. Like it's got a great big weight of history around it. And it's kind of a word that we've kind of outlawed over here.
It's like the equivalent of the R word.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, guess what? I'm American. I'm not British.
Exactly.
I don't speak your language.
These
Get
colors
over it.
Don't
I
run.
That, Tim. I was simply just saying. I thought that was probably the reason because I know you're a very intelligent guy. You're emotionally intelligent. You're sensitive.
You're a fucking cunt.
You wouldn't needlessly offend people.
No.
And use a really offensive term that we consider it really offensive. Over here, it's got a great deal of history. There used to be a charity called the Spastic Society.
What, is there like a museum about this with all the history?
Fucking
all right, let him speak, Doug. Give him a break.
You know, cultural history.
Wait, now I'm going to get, now like, I go tour London, I'm going to get, you know, riots. I'm gonna, did Lizzo say that in her song? Here.
Lizzo also said spaz. She said spaz in her song, and this happened. I think she had to like issue an apology. But you
can't say spaz now.
Because I'll tell you for why. Right, the problem is that it's still a problem. Like people, like the comedian Rosie Jones. She's a British comedian. She's got cerebral palsy. She's incredibly funny, amazing woman.
Yes.
She goes on a political talk show to talk about political issues, and she gets completely ridiculed. Because of the way she talks and the way her body moves and
she
stuff like that.
She gets ridiculed by who? Just the nameless
hordes? By the public on social media.
The rotten people. Yeah.
And you've also got people like Ricky Gervais who think that the word mong is acceptable to say.
And I don't know that word either.
Yeah, what is that word?
Okay, that's a derogatory term that some fairly used to describe someone with Down syndrome.
Oh, like mongoloid.
Now... We don't hear this stuff that often over here anymore, but when it happens, it's always people, no offense, Tim, it's always people like yourself, people with a lot of influence, usually comedians, and they're using these terms. I think it kind of sends out the wrong message that maybe these are, you know, you've got a lot of responsibility. I don't feel that you obviously knew the weight of it, like over here. It's just, it took me by surprise. And I know it really upset a member of the office sales community who.
Oh, I don't. Well, listen, apologies to that person.
Can I ask a question? What do you call a cigarette there? Mr. Sanctimonious? What do you call a cigarette in Britain?
Are you referring to the word faggot or something?
Yes, oh, my God!
How John, dare I'm you? Sorry. We are going to make reparations.
Cut his mic.
Wow.
You know, I wasn't. I told you this was a bad topic for the first time.
No, I'm happy. It's a great topic. It's a great topic. I'm all about learning. I'm all about knowing, you know, if new things come about that offend people, of course. It's a totally legitimate topic, and I appreciate it. I'm not familiar with that, the severity of that word in the UK. So that's that.
I knew there'd be a reasonable explanation for it. I just wondered why you did, because it's not like the most obvious rhyme, Catholic spastic. It's like,
but it's the way that it's used here. It's not just that it's like, oh, we don't know. It's used completely differently here. It's like, it's used very commonly in high school.
Yeah, it's like a hyperactive.
Someone who's
person,
hyperactive,
like a zany, like a lunatic.
It has
like
no commentation.
Like if you would have called me a lunatic back then, that might be offensive to people with severe mental illness.
Yeah, in the loony bin.
But you would also get. It's also how you, the parlance of the time. So.
To me, having not listened to the album, I think that the word spastic is very poetic in that it's a term used very commonly in high school.
Yes.
And I'm sure it was used as an insult against
Yeah, that's a good point, I suppose.
But yeah, much like Lizzo, Tim obviously had no idea of the cultural differences here. Yeah.
And if anybody would like, in all sincerity, any of my British listeners would like to discuss or receive an apology from me, that is certainly something I'm prepared to do.
All right.
All right, John?
Yes,
all right,
sir.
Man.
Thank you.
But otherwise, it's a fantastic record, and I love... the more I hear Buddy, the more I love it. It does not leave you alone, that song.
I just did an interview with the great Scott Simon.
I don't know who that is.
Hello, Paul Simon's brother?
Twin
brother.
No, from Weekend Edition on NPR. Very.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Scott Simon, and my guest today is Tim Heidecker, who's got a new record out. And I have to say, Tim, it's a very strong record, very good, very nice music. Something like that.
That's amazing.
Okay. But it's a very nice. So thank you, John.
Can I say quickly?
I think it's important that we don't just dismiss John here. I think it's important that we, I'm being sincere.
I know. I can see it.
That, of course, if I had known that, I would have not said that.
Yeah, totally. Totally. You know, but it is true that culture is real, and our particular culture that we were, you know, marinating in our whole lives, it's never been kind of off the table as a word, so it's...
Yeah, I mean, that's not really a word that I use.
Okay, all right.
Wait, can I say something?
Yes, of course. This is your...
This is my show.
This is your...
Well, I
you
just want
to feel
say,
very safe to be here.
Tim, when Tim texted me about John Lennon being on the ground, I think this would be a fun clip to find, one of your little tech boys can find. But there is... I remember Christina Aguilera in MTV's Diary.
Mm.
There, she had an episode of MTV's Diary where they go, "You think you know, you have no idea, but this is the Diary of Christina Aguilera." And she records a whole song. Linda Perry encourages her to record a song on the floor.
And I try. Oh my God, do I try? I hated that song in high school so bad. I was so mad because my classic rock station started playing that.
It was everywhere.
And I just said, what are you guys doing? Where's my sticks? Where's my Marshall Tucker band?
She had dreadlocks, too. Isn't that, like, offensive? Right?
Yes.
Wouldn't that be offensive?
It would be offensive.
Oh, my God, do I try it? How do you pull it up so fast?
Unlovable.
Stop acknowledging the process.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Don't. When you're in your movies and TV shows, you don't see your character be like, wow, look at all these cameras. You know, that would take you out of it.
It looks right at the
camera. Can I ask you a serious question, though, John?
Yes.
Because it's getting nuts. First we have search party, then we have the after party. What's next for you? I mean, what is it? I hope it's not the Republican Party.
No.
I mean, I don't know with you.
Oh, my God.
Well, listen,
God.
You know what? Lately, I hope it's not the Democratic Party either. It's a mess out there.
You know I hate the Democrats so much. No, I don't know what's next for me, but and not only do they both have party in the title, they're like comedy murder mysteries.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's search party. I've said this before. Blew my mind.
Tim.
Not really. I mean, that's an exaggeration.
Get out, party.
I loved it, though.
By the way, when I sent your tweet to the creators of the show. Really? Sarah Violet Bliss, she said a true artist.
For about you. In referencing you.
About you.
No. Oh, that's nice.
Wait, but we should pull up the clip at some point of Christina Aguilera singing the song.
Yes.
About her dad's on that? Abuse.
Oh, I forgot.
From the floor. Anyway, later. We have a whole 2 hours.
We have so much to get to. I did also love... Let me take another call. Something positive, please, Matt.
Next question.
No, and John, thank you again. I'm not negging you. I'm not negging you. And poor Boris Johnson. Poor this guy, Boris Johnson. We feel terrible.
I think we're there.
What happened to you two?
we're the Nose Couture's.
Yeah, that is us.
This is Sonny. My son, Tim.
Hey! I haven't met your damn son.
Yep,
that's my guy. He's wearing your shirt too. Look.
Let me see. I can't see. You gotta have him stand up. Oh, I like having fun. There you go. There you go.
Thanks. That's actually Matt's work more than you.
So what's up with the Band-Aids? You guys
I designed it.
Getting a nose job or something?
Exactly. No, these are our names on label makers. We made labels while you guys were talking about slurs.
Oh, geez. So this is summer fun. This is what people do.
Are they?
All right. Guys, we only came on to say hello and wish you a belated happy Father's Day. Sonny wants to do it. Start a kazoo song.
Go for it. Nice. Wholesome shit, man.
Hey!
Thank you.
Damn.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you very much.
All right. Am I seeing you at one of my shows? You coming to one of my shows?
You know, we'll talk about that.
What's
I got
the
one
age?
More for John. And I got a little
we'll talk
I have
about
a themed round here. It's all about backache. No, you know, I don't want to get into the logistics. I'm here for the fun, right?
Yeah.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
This is all about backache songs, all right? You guys started one of them.
Summertime, right?
Well.
And the living is easy. The zombie song?
Oh.
No.
Hot times, living in the...
Oh.
All right, one more time.
Again, the Zoom is not capable of making this a pleasant experience.
And we must get to City of the Day.
Yes, sorry. We are running behind. Demand. It's very fast.
Thanks, what is it?
Yeah, what song was it? What song?
Oh, God. That's content for literally
your
one
mic
person.
Keeps going deeper and deeper.
We are not trying to do content for literally one person. This guy over here. We're trying
you
to make a broadly appealing
twist.
Show. Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah,
good
why
Lord.
Would you sing that song when John's on his back? Like
I know.
For my birthday, could we do just only things I want to talk about? I'll just picture.
Sure. If it moves things along, then the answer is
coming
yes.
up real soon.
When's that?
Now listen.
August 7th. Thanks. Thanks, Devin. Be well. Thanks, son.
One last thing.
Go ahead.
Not from me.
You know when you burp and you don't want to be rude, so it just like comes out your nose and you're like.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's it? Okay.
But the smell still comes out.
Yeah. City of the Day. City of the Day. Listen to this, folks. Breaking news. The Late Show up in Portland. The Late Show. Now, we've sold out the early show. The Late Show now, they're saying, is almost sold out.
Sold out. Get your tickets.
So that's big news. That's what we call a low ticket warning. Funniest thing I've ever heard with low ticket warning was, what's his name? Whitmer?
Yeah, Whitmer Thomas.
He says, AKA, low ticket warning, low amount of tickets sold. That's
Couldn't
not the case.
More true.
Where is everything these days? I got to find the sponsor here. Here we go. Sponsor. Let's do a take two on this. City of the Day is brought to you by Pimple Pickles. Do you like exploding zits and experiencing that satisfying gush of pus? Do you also prefer the crispy comfort of a stimulating pickle? If you answered yes to many of those questions, you must purchase a pack of pimple pickers presently. Pimple pickers contain real flavor pimples. Pimple pickles presently. Pimple pickles contain real flavor pimples, so you can pop before you crunch. Chestnut cheddar, horseradish blast, and habanero boba are the flavors available to our consumers today. These flavors are great to introduce into the mouth before the salty sour brine of the former cucumber washes them for a luxurious finish. Pinch the pickle to release the flavors and enjoy with your family. Order a casket today at Brian. Order a casket today at brianchem.horizon/experiment.
I have the happiest tongue in my house when my pimple pickle pops in my mouth.
Boy, if there ever was a Doug idea.
Order a casket is huge.
Order a casket today.
Well, I thought of that. Remember when we were in Australia?
I don't want to hear the whole origin story.
Oh, there's a place called Golden Casket.
I know.
Remember that place?
There's a, like,
why would you call
it? And it's like a 7-Eleven.
Yeah, why would you call your place Golden Casket?
See ya, a bicycle short. City of the day, are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
Saya, actually.
Saya, sorry about that.
Saya, almost sorry, the spelling.
What's your city? Yeah. Where are you?
City of the day today is Muskegon, Michigan.
Woo! I'm talking about Muskegon, Michigan.
Yes, Michigan.
Yeah, talking about Muskegon. All right.
Wait, can I ask how City of the Day works as someone who's never watched a show?
Well, it's pretty self-explanatory. Vic is a big anti-City of the Day.
Yeah, I already proposed getting.
He's been talking
on the
about
chopping getting, block. I got big plans.
Sounded like you're asking me. I just provide.
But you chose the city.
We're not asking Saya.
But also,
Saya.
Well, can you tell us a little bit about the city?
Yeah, tell us about the city. Let's learn about it. Muskegon.
We have a gay mayor. Thank goodness that helps me make me feel a little safer.
You got a gay mayor like a horse?
I don't know.
I love John's own nose. Like you, it's like you're like allergic to comedy. Like, you're like, oh no!
Oh god!
You got a gay mayor.
We got a gay mayor. I mean, really,
but he has the restraint not to run for president.
I don't really know. Right. Just it's a little lake town. It's small. There's a ferry that goes to Milwaukee.
Who is it? The mayor?
Oh, come on.
Come on. What are you doing over there?
I can't even believe I'm talking to you. It's ridiculous.
What? Remember how Trump comes out to YMCA all the time? Like, what's the matter with him?
YMCA.
No, not allowed.
What lake is it by? Like a big
Michigan?
Lake
Michigan?
Lake Michigan.
Oh, nice.
Huge lake.
Yeah, huge.
Huge.
Hey, Saya, can I ask you a quick question here?
Sure can.
Are you a fan of the Viagra Boys?
I am.
You want to say hi to Sebastian from the Viagra Boys?
Sure.
Sebastian, you want to say hi to Saya?
Hello, Saya. How are you?
Hey, Sebastian.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
There he is.
I'll let Saya do the interview. I'll let you and Matt. Saya, you and Matt can conduct this interview. I'm just going to admire John.
You don't want
early.
Your show to go down.
All right, Saya. Ask me anything.
Sebastian, Tim Heidecker here. How are you?
I'm good, Tim. How are you?
I'm doing okay. It's
great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Stockholm, Sweden. It's 7:30 p.m.
It's beautiful. I mean, it's got to be.
It's a beautiful day.
When does your sunset there up in Stockholm on a summer day like today? It's got to be 9-10 o'clock, right?
No, it's around 1 a.m. probably.
You see where I was going. This is wild.
You really beat it up there.
Yeah, 1 a.m. the sunset.
You did.
Isn't that nice? Yeah. You get a lot of daylight in. You get a lot of vitamin D.
It is. It is nice. Like people think that it would be horrible because it's only dark for about an hour in the summer.
Oh wow!
But it's fucking really nice because during the winter you get like maybe three four hours of daylight. So you're depressed for half the year, and then you get And then you got to like
shot in
you
the know, arm. Just,
yeah,
now, I'm asking you a true false. I'm going to start things off with a true false question. You can just be honest with me. I have been to Stockholm, Sweden.
All right. False.
I have been there. It's true.
Wow. Why?
Come on, man.
Why are we there?
All right. What did, oh, yeah. You've been everywhere, of course. What did you do?
I was my wife has family that live up in Norway. Mm. In
okay.
Wrong.
is that a true or false statement? No.
Next question.
And we used Stockholm as a connecting flight, but we added 3 or 4 days so we can explore the city. Let me tell you, John, and as you already know this, Sebastian, that is a city. That is a city that I love. I'm dying to go.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
How about that big amusement park there? It's got some huge rides.
Robin.
Yeah.
And then I went to the ABBA Museum. Well, I didn't go to the ABBA Museum, but that whole area with the ABBA Museum?
Never been.
And did you never seen that where they got this big old ship that they found?
Oh, yeah. The Vasa Museum. That's the best museum in Stockholm.
That is
that's incredible. When anyone comes to Stockholm, I only have one thing to recommend, and that's it. The ship.
This is a very funny thing to me, I think, because I don't remember what year it was, the 1600s or something. It was, long time ago. And this king, I can't remember the whole deal, but this king.
Gustav Vasa, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so he builds this insane ship, like a gorgeous, beautiful, massive ship, right? Unbelievable, this thing. And they put it out in the water, and it goes ding right into what sinks, right? It just sinks.
Yeah, they filled it. They filled it with rocks or some shit. Yeah. I don't know.
And now, so they've fully recovered it,
yeah.
And now it's like in its pristine condition in this museum. The whole thing. It's incredible.
And there's their art on the ship, or is the ship itself just the art?
Oh my God! Every little detail.
No. They got it all. All the people that died on it. They're all there in little boxes.
the skeletons are like shellac.
Dude, it's fully haunted. It's actual proof of ghosts because you see them flying around in there.
they're actually the ones that work there. All the ghosts. Yeah.
So I don't detect I don't detect a Swedish accent. You're not the freaking Swedish chef over there.
I grew up in California.
Well, what are you doing over there in Stockholm? I'm conducting this interview now.
I'm just helping.
What the hell are you doing over in Sweden?
I moved here when I was 17. I tried to escape the horrors of American high school.
Wow. Hey, can you plug that real quick? Look at that.
I was ready. You didn't even have to ask, bitch.
I did that for you, Tim.
Thank you. But you've had great success over there. So you've been there. You're a resident. You're a citizen. Are you a citizen?
I'm a U.S. citizen and a Swedish citizen.
Dual citizenship.
Damn.
Doble.
That's prized possession right there. Do you have any? Do you run into any issues with the copyright name Viagra Boys? Have you ever had any run-ins with Pfizer or whoever deals with that?
I actually had an aunt who worked for Pfizer, I'm pretty sure, and I was trying to get her to slip in a good word for me. But the patent for Viagra, I think it went out like nine years ago or something like that. So I don't think they give a shit, to be honest. But
I have a boner.
Where do you come up with a name like Viagra Boys? Did you come up with the name? I mean, band names are ridiculous in general.
I mean, a buddy of mine came up with it. We were sitting at a bar, and we were just trying to come up with the most offensive names we could, or
provocative.
Extreme names. Provocative, yeah. And we wanted something that stood out. And he was—he had a bunch of Viagra on him at the time because
really?
He was taking a lot of amphetamines, as was I. And we were. He's like, "Yeah, you should be called Viagra Boys, man." And I was like, "Yeah,
sure." You're That's like, this isn't pretty- going anywhere anyways. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I was like, I'm gonna be dead in 2 years anyway. But no, so I thought it was a great name, actually. So we went with it.
It's provocative, but it's also very silly.
John, have you ever tried Viagra? Yeah.
No, I'm curious why this guy had him on him. Or can they also be used as an amphetamine?
No. It's when you take amphetamines daily, you've got a a pretty small wiener, and it's very hard to get an erection, and at the same time you're extremely horny, so it's kind of a
catch-22.
Are you still on these amphetamines? Are you still riddled with drug abuse, drug addiction?
No, absolutely not. As you can tell, I have glasses, and I've cleaned up my act.
Clean cut kid.
Yeah.
I've got a nice haircut. I've got glasses.
Is drug use prevalent in Stockholm? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah. I mean, with the kids, I'm pretty sure it is. Yeah. I don't know anything about that anymore, but yeah.
What about Max Martin? Feelings on Max? Is he Swedish, the producer?
He's Swedish. Yeah.
Does he loom large in the music scene?
Loom
large? I don't know.
It's a loomer.
What's this looming?
I don't know. Like kind of... Like a ghost
like you got to go kiss the ring?
Yeah.
I had to do a few favors for Max Martin before I...
So I want to ask you this question. Now stop, John.
I'm sorry. Okay? I grew up in kind of a rough and tumble family.
No, but John, he's a big deal. Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
For sure.
Nice.
Yeah.
Every culture has to have their... .. Martin as a producer. You got the UK with George Martin, and now this with Max Martin.
And we had Martin.
We had the show Martin.
He's coming back.
This single of yours, it's making waves. People are very, it's controversial. This troglodyte. How do you say troglodyte? Troglodyte?
Troglodyte. Thank troglodyte, you. Yeah.
Is about an incel who turns into a shooter.
I think some journalist probably came up with that it was about an incel, but it's probably about anyone red-pilled whatsoever. It's more about gun rights and
you're a pretty big gun rights guy.
Yeah.
Did you see the story of this congresswoman who said, if I have to protect my family, I should be able to protect my kids, even if that means shooting them? What is she talking about?
It makes no sense.
Is that scene that's always in the Mission Impossible where they're like, we got to shoot him, just take out their legs. So like, what is she on? These people are nuts. Yeah, that's lit.
She sounds passionate, that's for sure, man.
So you watch what's happening in America, I think the disillusion of the Republic.
Yeah, I for sure
from,
do.
And from, I live, from across the ocean, what do you make of it?
Well, I live in a country where we have extremely strict gun laws, and where, you know, you have to go through a rigorous process to be able to buy a gun. You know, you have to get a hunting license. You have to have a safe at home where your gun is locked at all times. Every weapon you buy has, you know, a maximum amount of 5 rounds in it, and they are not even semi-automatic, I don't think. And
reasonable shit.
Sounds too sensitive.
And I've never been afraid of walking down the street or getting shot. And I've never felt that I need a gun to defend myself in this country either.
I would be the last guy you'd want to have with a gun defending myself. It would go so south so quick, right? I'd be shaking my head. You'd shoot my head off. Right away. You know what? You don't have to defend yourself. You can get killed. It's fine.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah. just go for it. Don't die.
But you're like a rock and roller, and your band's heavy and as Matt would say, angular.
I've never heard that.
You got the tattoos and everything. Do you get pushback from like these rock dudes who are all tough and feel like they don't like you speaking your mind? You don't care.
Probably. I don't give a shit. No, I mean,
I think you should start.
Yeah, maybe I will.
I think you should obsess over it.
Tim, do you think that we are in like a vibrational...
Say that again. Sorry, what? What was that? Tim, somebody had a question?
Tim, do you think that we are in like a vibrational superstructure, like a simulation is a vague way of saying it, but do you think we're in like a pattern?
Sorry. Well, I don't know what to say anymore about any of this.
That's fair.
What am I gonna add? Are you?
We need less people adding
to the conversation.
Stop adding.
Well, did you hear what Scott Adams had to say?
Oh no!
Yeah, well, who's Scott Adams?
Well, you're not familiar with Dilbert. You don't get get the funny papers over there.
Oh yeah, yeah. I read Dilbert as a kid. Is that the?
Are they not publishing Dilbert in Sweden?
No, they're not. No.
God damn it!
Now I want to turn things quite dark here, Matt. Can we bring up the tweet?
Yeah.
Yes. This is from the great Scott Adams. Uh-oh. Can someone read this? Because I can't read it. Doug, can you read the Scott Adams?
I got it. Yeah.
Go ahead. This is real. This is a tweet from Scott Adams from Dilbert, and I am speaking, of course, with Sebastian Murphy from the Viagra Boys.
When a young male, say, let's say 14 to 19, is a danger to himself and others, society gives the supporting family two options. One, watch people die. Two, kill your own son. These are your only options. I chose number one and watched my stepson die. I was relieved he took no one else with him. Wait, there's more.
There's more.
Who clicked? Who, Matt?
Wait, what? What does he?
There's more to the tweet. I don't know what happened. If you think there's a third choice in which your wisdom and tough love, along with government services, fixes that broken young man, you are living in a delusion. There are no other options. You have to either murder your own son or watch him die and maybe kill others.
He literally says you have to murder your own son or watch him die.
Did he kill his son for the sake of society?
Or? No, his son, his stepson apparently died of an opioid overdose a few years ago.
Oh, and he wanted to kill him.
He should have.
He should have.
Okay. No, he had to let that happen.
It's sounding like he's admitting to wanting to kill his stepson because he's like acknowledging that he was weighing the options in the first place.
This is a deranged guy. Like, this guy should be in the padded cells.
Completely.
Right? That's weird. It's a weird take. It's a dark, upsetting take.
Yeah, leave the deals to the pickles, not to the cartoons. The bird. Not the bird.
Not the bird.
You know what I mean?
Birds are...
Man. Imagine like seeing that, and then like I'm sure somebody like Tim Pool is going to have him on his show for 2 hours to talk, or Joe Rogan.
Peterson's going to talk to him for 4 hours.
Yeah, well, you have to kill your sons. We have no choice. Listen, Bucko.
Is that Jordan Peterson?
Yeah,
I've never heard his voice.
Oh God, you'll love it.
I'm like, I gotta check.
You gotta hear it.
You gotta check out.
What the hell are we gonna do without men?
There it is. That's him.
You gotta check out Vic's edit that he made the other day.
Oh yeah,
that
video. Well, we did a big viral one the other day where we incorporated him into One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Sorry, what to you is viral?
Have you seen him? Have you guys seen him cry about a when he's crying about a guitar solo by some?
Oh, that's amazing! Yeah, that or Disney movies. Frozen makes him cry.
Try to be a good person.
I want to take the his speech about music being this. I don't remember what he says about it, but it's this like on the verge of chaos and blah blah blah, something like that. But I want to take that and use it as an intro for my shows.
Oh yeah, definitely soundbite. Like very much a heavy soundbite guy.
Multiple orgasms.
My new book is called "How to Kill Your Son in 12 Easy Steps."
So what do you do? My new book is
12 rules to determine if you should kill your own son. With drawings by Scott Adams.
Drawing man live.
Yeah.
I never did anything illegal.
Yeah. All right. Well, Sebastian, thank you for calling in. Are you got a new album out, Cave World?
Yeah, it's coming out tomorrow.
People love you.
Really?
It's a popular group. Oh, and I have a question coming in from the great Matt Sweeney.
Oh, yeah. Is he here?
And he says... He's here probably watching, judging us. Ask him if he's going to write more tunes with me for next album. Did he produce this album of yours?
I love it. He helped. He produced the album before this called Welfare Jazz.
And he wants to know if you're coming to New York to write songs.
Yeah, I'm coming, man. I'm coming. I'll be there.
It's got to be easy to get over there from Sweden to New York. It's just a cross.
Much, much, much easier than L.A.
Yeah. Well, are you going on the road at all this summer? Or is it just good? It's just purely a studio project.
I've been on the road for 3 months, and I'm completely fucked. So I'm going to take the next 6 weeks off.
What do you do every day there in Sweden? You have a family, wife, kids?
I've got a beautiful girlfriend and a little weird dog. And
Well, what would you know if you should kill your dog? It starts acting out. Make sure to kill your dog. You can't have your dog biting anything. I've suddenly lumped Scott Adams' sentiment with Jordan Peterson, and I'm never going back. I'm never clarifying that. Well, Sebastian, thanks for calling in, man. I'm going to let you run.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. It's an honor. I love all of you guys.
I love you so
nice
much.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I'll see you next time in Stockholm.
Nice to meet you.
Huh?
Yes, peace. Please give me a call. Take
peace
care.
And love. Don't forget peace and love at noon here.
Oh, that's coming up.
Oh, he's a delight. Sometimes you get...
Yeah.
Yeah. Your heart sank when he said girlfriend.
No, I knew it was a girlfriend, Tim.
Come on.
But I'm allowed to love.
John, people want to know.
Yeah?
People often say to me, strangers on the street, say, what's... John, you and John Early should do something together. You guys could be brothers.
Is that true, though? Because people say that to me a lot.
It's come up on social media.
Yeah,
people
yeah
tag us, say, these guys look alike. Sometimes, yeah. The other thing is, I don't want to say it.
What?
Why?
It's just, I was thinking about your hair. You're wearing a hat right now.
Yeah, yeah.
You could be, you'd have to wear a fat suit and everything, which uh-huh I know you've done. Uh-huh. But you could do a little Boris Johnson with that hair.
Oh, my God, that you're at the wild. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That is... I would have to...
And you've got a great British accent.
No, I don't.
Do it. Did you hear what he said? He resigned today.
Yeah.
And he said, them's the breaks. That was his parting words or something. Them's the breaks?
This shit's unlistenable.
This is a statesman?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you can't say the S word, but you can talk about that.
Doug, can we move on from that?
Have
we
to have to go on back.
What? I'm just... Want to make that sure? He's on the break. That's what he said.
What if I did go over there?
He's on the break. Yeah.
What if I go over there and there are riots when I arrive at Heathrow? Go home. Sorry.
So you're doing shows in London?
Nah. Not yet. We're you know it's we're looking into it.
Can I ask? Are the shows album related or are they comedy related, or is it a little bit of both?
It's a little bit of both.
I'm so excited. So tonight,
you're going tonight.
I'm going to hear songs live.
Yeah.
So I don't need to listen to the album.
Wally. Sure. Do whatever you want.
Fuck off. The show sucks.
I like what you, because you wanted your boyfriend, which is still weird for me to say, by the way. It's like, it's like, what? No, I'm just kidding.
Hey there.
Wait, you're like, can he come? And I go, well, you'd have to ask him. But you said, can he come? I said, well, you know, it's a limited space, but so there's not a lot of seats. But yeah, we'll make it work. He goes, I'm gonna be standing in the back anyways,
literally, yeah,
because of your back.
Oh. Yeah.
And so now you have to see. You have to imagine this theater. You've been to the Elysian Theater.
Yes.
It's very small.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna be doing the first show of the whole tour, guys. First show of the whole tour.
Tonight.
And who's going to be standing in the back is you. Just I'm going to see you the
Listen,
whole time.
I'll wear my theater blacks.
Please.
And I will disappear.
I hope so. Are you going to leave? Trust me. Once I get to my F word chunk. And how I can't say certain things. It's 25 minutes of that.
I can't wait, and I'm not, and I promise you I won't do anything.
Are you
going to
go dinner beforehand, or what?
Oh, you better believe, bitch.
I don't know. It's not that big a deal.
Come on, dude.
Yeah, it is.
It is. Matt, where are we at? What do I need to do? So take
check
a call.
In on the hotline?
Yeah, hotline Breakfast would be great.
Check in on the hotline.
I'm bored.
Let's take a gamble. 773, you're live on the air.
Chicago.
I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I can mute my stream.
Now.
Okay.
Oh, you sound fine.
You sound fine.
Oh, perfect. I'm driving. Looking forward to the show tonight.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Yeah.
About the show tonight.
Yes. Yes. You'll be there. So at least we have three people in the audience. We got John, Gordon, and this guy.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you coming tonight, Matt?
Are we all masked up?
No.
No.
Are masks required for the show?
Yes.
Why not?
Okay. For these shows, for sure.
Yep.
We're coming Saturday, the whole gang.
Okay.
I'm
going to take you out for dinner after.
It's a late dinner.
Beers after.
Yeah.
773, what's up?
773, what's on your mind?
Saturday, Saturday. Tim, you talked about how you sometimes wish you had picked your same name for all your characters. I was wondering what the pros and cons of picking your name, Tim Heidecker, for all of your different characters have been, and what, like how much it confuses your children, or how does it work with
this? Doesn't confuse my children. Although my son does like calling me by my real name. Like yeah. He doesn't play the... He calls me Papa, and now he's calling me Poppy.
Tim?
He goes, like Tim Poppy. Heidecker.
Oh, that's Tim Heidecker. So cute.
Tim.
Tim Heidecker, yeah.
Is that Howard Stern? Like,
yeah.
Tim Heidecker. I love Dave Chappelle. I love you.
Danny McBride.
Yeah.
I'm like Dylan.
This guy was fucking good.
I love Batman.
What a funny guy. It was funny. It was
so
really good.
It's not a problem.
No, I love it. What am I going to name myself? Dopey Duncan? I mean, what is it? Who's it? Joe Johnston? Papa Pepperoni? Hey, this is my new funny character, Papa Pepperoni. He's a bad stand-up comedian. I love Batman.
That's pretty good.
Papa Pepperoni.
Yeah, it's funny, honestly.
My name is a Papa Pepperoni. I'm a hacky old comedian.
That's lit.
I
can I have any requests for music tonight?
Yeah, you can put one in. Go ahead.
How about since you're going with the off the Shot of Love album with
I'm not doing covers, dude.
That comedy. Oh, you're not gonna do what's it called? Who's the comedian that Bob Dylan sings about? I can't remember all of a sudden.
Jim Brewer.
Oh, no. Oh boy.
Go Boy. I love Go Boy. We can't forget Go Boy in all this.
Boy, that Jim Brewer, man.
I know.
What a mess.
I don't really know. I see.
I don't think he has a clue.
Trending, I go, oof. Yeah. I have no idea what's going on.
He gets all excited when he finds that people that have got the vaccine
so
got sick.
If I was getting
he loves it. Yeah. He's strutting around. Chill out and understand that there's nuance and gradations of the world. It's not so black and white, you dummy. It's like you're just looking, like his perception of the world is just like the funny papers. Like his perception of the world is like a bad joke book that you'd have on the toilet. That's his perception of the world. The world,
yeah,
which is so complicated.
Trust the science.
And it's so pandering.
Is that him?
Yeah.
That was him. Wow.
Doing a parrot. Character.
Parrot boy.
So offensive to animals when he starts doing
that. No, that is where I take issue.
Yeah. Like, do the animals get a say in this?
Wow.
I'm enjoying the silence. I'm just taking a moment. Can I take a moment for myself?
Absolutely.
And just say, hey, this is cool.
Let me know if you want me to vamp.
I name checked you the other day. People are asking me, you must hate all this. You hate comedy because I make fun of this one part of it.
Oh.
I go, no, I love comedy. Are you kidding me? This guy back here, King.
I got a parrot saying popcorn.
Let's hear it. But also,
popcorn.
Wow.
And I also like name checked John Early and Kate Berlant.
That was very sweet.
Wait, John, you name checked me on NPR?
No.
Oh yeah, it was YouTube.
A quick no.
It was a
no.
Regional publication.
I'm gonna, 773. Thanks for the call.
Here's my parrot doing a horse.
Can you do a horse? Good.
That's pretty good.
A parrot did that.
But I do. I think what we should acknowledge is you were on the show before via Zoom during the heart of the pandemic.
Yep.
Didn't I have to say I didn't know you very well.
I know.
We'd crossed paths a couple times. We had produced the Oh my god. But then we spent a little time together in Nolens doing that Killing It show. And absolutely connected and had
huge.
A great time, had great dinners, and I said, this is my guy. One of my guys. One of my many.
Oh.
So now we're much more, you know.
Yeah, there's a rapport, There was, I was maybe a little too reverent in my last.
Yes.
Appearance.
I want you to loosen up and be yourself.
Oh, here I go.
Hey, I wanted to come clean. I also have a bad back too. This is really, really bad. I was wondering, like, what do you do at night?
Oh, hey.
Hey, there, hey, I know Vic. It's hard to see, John.
Oh, my goodness. No. This is me being, like, extra, extra careful. Uh-huh. Yeah. I literally have pillows that do this setup.
Dude, that's the key to, like, lift the legs?
I mean,
on the mic,
yes.
Please.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, Vic.
There we go.
Can you sleep that way, though?
Yeah.
Can you?
I mean, I've gotten so used to it. Mm. It's been, like, 3 months of it. So, like, I do, there's like a square pillow that I get so that my legs are 90 degrees, and I do an ice pack under my back.
Yeah.
And I literally strap my legs so that they stay in this like kind of position. And I swear to God.
Jacket for his legs.
It's, it truly is. I swear to God, I go right to fucking sleep.
Wow.
That's great. Do you take anything? Melatonin?
I took melatonin last night. I'm scared to take too much.
Yeah.
But I wanted to be really well rested for my appearance today. All right, Tim, what's next on the show?
Well, it's time for a break. It is 11 o'clock. We are going to take a quick break and join us back. John had a great idea and wrote me about it, frankly. And honestly, he wrote me.
Yeah.
In a big way, he wrote me. He said, I would love to sing a duet with you. And we were talking about Elvis Presley, and we said, well, let's try to do Elvis. Love Me Tender.
Yep.
And we did not rehearse.
So we're going to find it.
We're
going to
find it. We're
right?
going to work through the harmonies. We're going to do Love Me Tender. We're going to take more of your calls and so much more. And at noon, at the end of the show, we're all going to say peace and love for Ringo's birthday. Be back in less than five.
Can I go pee?
Of course.
Where do I go?
Soy new to you, my darling. Soy new to you, my friend. Soy new to you, my darling. I like to have fun that never ends. DJ Doug Pound and Big Burger. Producer Matt, Tim Heidecker. No need to mention the intern. Soy new to you, my darling. Soy new to you, my friend. Soy new to you, my darling. I like to have fun that never ends. The Holy Trinity won't lie. This song won't be on Spotify. Soy new.
This is Bob Dylan here to let you know that there's more Office Hours content waiting for you on patreon.com/officehourslive. It's $5 per month or $55 for a full year to get access to full episodes of Office Hours, Joe Hall, Compound, and much more. Not to mention an exclusive discount on the merch store. So make like a rolling stone and get over to patreon.com/officehourslive. With the-